listening to The Naked Scientist, do get in touch if you'd like to ask us any questions. chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Now it's time to find out what's been happening in the world of technology as we join Meera Senthilingam, who's going back to the age of steam engine, in this month's Tech Update.
So it's been a while since we've had a tech segment, and so I've come down to the Television Centre here in London, and it's a lovely day, so I'm joined outside in the grass area with our resident tech expert, Chris Vallance. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Meera.
This month, Chris, you're taking us in the past, but using modern technology.
Well, I thought I'd talk about something a little aesthetic. It's a bright, sunny day. Let's talk a bit about art, perhaps more than technology. I'm going to talk about a very popular online movement called steampunk. It's a science fiction fantasy subgenre. Very popular online. Essentially, it imagines what would modern technology be like if it had the aesthetic, the feel of Victorian technology, the classic age of steam. And so you get devices, creations that are essentially technological things, but rendered in a Victorian style. Lots of brass, they have dials, they have levers. It's all a bit Jules Verne and H.G. Wells. It's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. There's lots of metal, and these two things, they're often just artistic things. Sometimes they function, like people will, for example, recreate computer keyboards but make them look like old typewriters, or they'll have USB keys with little pistons and little brass dials. Big event a couple of weeks back in London, where it's one of the big annual jamborees for people interested in steampunk, and I went along and spoke to some of the artists and just steampunk fans who turned up.
Oh, hello, I'm Cyberfy.
Cyberfy. Now, I'm going to describe your costume. You're entirely silver. You're surrounded by a halo of what look like hypodermic syringes. Your face is covered in rhinestones. What's it all about?
Well, you see, it's a great exhibition here today. So I'm exhibiting my latest invention, which is a tremendously exciting craniometer, which I believe will transform society. You see, a craniometer is the secret to eternal youth and beauty.
So those are loaded with Botox, that's what you're saying?
Well, it's somewhat pre-Botox. It's pre-Botox. It's a little bit more painful than Botox. It does involve mild electric shocks.
My name is Jazz DeLorean. I'm the writer and lead singer of Tankers the Henge. We're a band from London, and we have a steam piano, and an accordion, and lots of eclectic influences.
Steam is your career, your vocation.
It certainly is. I drive a set of steam yachts for Carter Steam Fair, and there is only two of those in the world, actually.
What is a steam yacht?
A steam yacht is a funfair ride from... the one I drive is from 1901, and it's the nearest thing mankind has got to building something that's alive.
My name is Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer. I'm reconnecting hip-hop and its ilk and other parts of popular culture to the Queen's English manners. Basically, I've invented something I call chap-hop.
Chap-hop? Sounds like a rum show. What is chap-hop?
Well, chap-hop is exactly that. It's really it's hip-hop, but, you know, I'm an English gentleman. I enjoy cricket, and I enjoy smoking my pipe. And, you know, we have to keep it real. So, you know, I can't be rapping about the ghetto and things like that. I have to be...
You're straight out of Purley.
I am straight out of Surrey. Cheam, in fact. Straight out of Surrey, that's where I'm from.
Very good. I should describe your outfit. A very fine double-breasted suit. It's not a single-breasted suit, but nice waistcoat, a nice narrow tie. Wonderful moustache. You spent quite some time curling that.
I have no wax on it whatsoever. It's curling up, but I can curl it down. I can go a little bit biker with it if I wish, but...
It's a little bit semaphore.
Exactly, yes. I can do moustache semaphore with it, you know. I can land planes with this little thing.
Some steampunk enthusiasts and artists.
Is this a relatively new movement, Chris, or does it have quite a big following already?
It's been around for a few years, and it does have quite a big following. I mean, there are steampunk authors, there are films with a very strong steampunk aesthetic. There is a lot of Victorian technology that can be quite easily updated, and people love doing that. I mean, if you think about the early computer, for example, Babbage's Difference Engine, you know, it's all cogs, it's all brass. Very easy to imagine that as, you know, something that might have persisted into the future. So, yes, it does have a big online following.
Now, as well as seeing these things online, are there any future events where people can see some of these objects and these gadgets in the flesh?
there's a lot of activity going on throughout the year. You can see exhibits of work. You can watch the bands that tour and perform in a steampunk style. Now, it isn't as big as some science fiction genres. It isn't as big as some literary and artistic genres. But it does have a sizable following online. And there are even people who sell steampunk stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to explore out there.
Rather explore indeed. I think I may go online and listen to some chap hop.
That was I thought that was fantastic.
Brilliant. That was our technology expert explaining the online movement of steampunk to Mira Senthillingham.
Thank you very much, Diana. Now, it is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Diana O'Carroll and Dave Anser. We're answering all your science questions, so if you would like to ask us something, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up, David wants to ask about batteries and why some last longer than others, and also Raymond wants to know whether or not you can make a siphon work in a vacuum. But don't forget, we're running our kitchen science experiment. Dave, just remind us quickly what you need people to do.
Basically, get a glass of water, pretty full, put something small in it which floats, see where it goes, can you keep it in the centre?
Tell us what you find. Put your ping pong ball in water and see what happens.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, The Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.